Loudoun County has been pulling in $1.3 billion a year from data centers, roughly 40 to 45% of its entire local tax base, and now its Board of Supervisors is moving to pause all new applications, site plans, and substations. The formal moratorium vote is September 15th. If it passes and survives court, more than two dozen pipeline projects lose their footing overnight, and Prince William, Fauquier, Culpeper, and the Shenandoah Valley are all watching to see whether Loudoun just handed them a template. The secrecy angle sharpens that story. University of Mary Washington researchers found 25 of 31 Virginia localities with data center projects have signed non-disclosure agreements tied to those deals, meaning the arrangements reshaping your power bills and water tables are being negotiated where you cannot see them. Watch whether that finding drives a transparency bill in the next General Assembly session. On the ballot this fall, Virginians vote on a three-part constitutional amendment covering marriage equality, reproductive rights, and voting rights for people with felony convictions. Early voting starts September 18th. Whatever passes becomes the floor regardless of federal drift. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Volunteer Fairfax is organizing Volunteer Fest 2026 with a goal of packing 100,000 meals for the community, a big tangible shift you can show up for. In Richmond, the Richmond International Film Festival is looking for volunteers for its 2026 RIFF Arts Institute, a chance to support one of the region's signature cultural events from the inside. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.